Plus, call 1-800-424-8740. That's 1-800-424-8740.
Without trees, 2x4s would be 0x0s. Did you know Missouri's forests support 42,000 jobs? Trees work. Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
you treat me nice and I'll treat you nice. If you treat me mean, I'll ignore you.
Crossed over if I ever have a set.
He's still alive.
I'll be rich as rock.
You know that?
Yeah. How old is he now?
Galt Gomer is still alive. Jim Nabors, he was in Hawaii. He's like 82 or something, I think. By the way, you know who I found out this guy's age, I think yesterday, and it blew me away. You know how old? Look, John Carney's in the room. How about it?
Hey.
And, John, the first thing I would say is thanks for filling in for me Thursday. But to say that would make it sound like you did it as a friend. You charged me a fortune, so I'm not going to thank you for it. But William Shatner. John Carney, how old do you think he is?
74.
Oh, I think he's Shatner. Like 85 or something.
He's 82.
Yeah.
Can I go now? Come on in. We want to make an ass out of you. It'll be fun. Come on.
82. I couldn't believe that. He just doesn't seem 82 to me.
No.
He still, you know, some people get old, they sound old. Shatner still sounds.
But he's got a good toupe, too, for a long time.
Yeah, he's had good toupees. Yeah. That helps. That would help me if I had a good toupee.
He doesn't seem like he should be famous.
I agree. Except that he has, not for what he's famous for, which is the TV show, for goodness sake.
But it has
what chops
one of the most, insane groups of fans
cult.
Ever, so.
But this guy's got some pipes, and when he narrates or reads William Shatner.
And the Priceline money. I mean, he made hundreds of millions from Priceline.
No.
That's not true?
No. Over the weekend, I heard him interviewed. The Priceline story is a great story. He did the job for stock.
Right.
And I don't know much about stocks and all those deals, but part of the deal was he couldn't cash the stock for a period of like 3 years. Okay, so we'll give you stock, but part of the SEC says if you do that, you can't just sell. The stock goes from a quarter to something like $400 a share while he has it. And he said that his stock was worth close to $1 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, this was such a great story. And he's telling the story. And he says, and so he said, I couldn't sell it until the time limit. He said, by the time I sold my Priceline stock, he said, if I remember, it was something like 15 cents.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he says, it's $1,000 a share or some ridiculous thing. He said, had he not sold, because he just thought, well, that's it. It's just gone to nothing.
Why would you sell it at 15 cents?
Because he thought it was over. That's it. It's over.
1,087.
1,087 a share. He sells it for about 15 cents. So everybody that thinks Shatner has $600 million from Priceline, he said, no, not true.
Oh, my goodness.
He could have. Oh. It was all timing.
Wow.
Had he been able to, well, part of it's his own fault. Had he held it, you know, he could have. My goodness.
Well, he'd have sold it before.
$2 billion.
He'd have sold it before it hit 1,000.
Oh, sure he would have. Who's going to wait for that? Yeah. Who's going to think that's going to happen?
You must release my stock.
What's wrong with you?
That's all I had.
Who did that?
Well, can I go?
What was that? You know what? One more of those, and you can go.
Are you getting paid for
that
this today?
Good.
Now, let me just say the reason that I have Mr. Carney in here is not for him to be funny. But if you've heard his show, you know he doesn't do that anyway. So this will be easy for him. First of all, welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
It is great to be here.
No, I'm talking to the audience.
Oh, sorry.
Every day I do this with the audience. I tell the audience, hey, welcome to the Large Morning Show.
Audience.
Of course, you're welcome.
How many comprise an audience?
We don't know, and nobody in radio does, because all they have to go by is Arbitron, and that's a fraud and a joke. So nobody knows how big their audience is.
12 people have walked by since you started and looked in the window.
That's 12.
Okay.
We know we have that. The reason I invited him in... And didn't really plan to, except that for the last 3 or 4 days, I have thought seriously about something he said to me before I left last Wednesday. And he and I were in the hall, and the reason this kind of really came into my head this morning is because, like everybody else, every newscast that I see or hear, it's about Obamacare and the glitch and this catastrophic site and blah, 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 blah. And it's the story. Everything takes a distant backseat to the affordable health care. And then I remembered a conversation that I had with John Carney. And one of the things that I like about doing this is it allows him to step out of his own show. So he's not doing this for any self-serving. He did this because I asked him to come in. John Carney has a son who's a hemophiliac. If you don't know what that means, sometimes they call them bleeders. They can't get a serious, and help me if I misspeak here, but they can't get a serious blow or cut. They can bleed internally, externally. They bleed, and unlike most people where you can stop the bleeding, it's they just bleed, and they bleed to death. And he has a son that has this. The son's four years old.
I am going to stop you because it isn't that dire.
Well, it's pretty dire.
Their clotting capabilities aren't as good as ours are.
Okay, so they could bleed internally quicker.
Yeah, and if it's not caught, sure, it could lead to serious complications.
But I've heard of kids who are hemophiliacs, if they got hurt on the playground and they get a bad cut,
right,
and nobody knows they're hemophiliac, they bleed to death.
Right. But it's not, a lot of people think it is that external cut that won't stop bleeding until all the blood is gone. It does clot eventually. It's slower to do so. It's more about the internal bleeds and the joint bleeds that attack those areas of the body that later in life, you know, make for a quality of life that isn't as good as many others.
It's also a condition that requires medicine.
Yeah.
In the form of a shot?
Yes.
3 times a week.
Well, it depends on the case. There's mild, moderate, and severe hemophilia.
Which is he?
He's a mild, but he bleeds like a moderate, and he's 4, so he's spending more time falling down than he is standing up. Not unlike Dan.
No. What do you mean he spends more time falling down than standing up at 4?
Because he's 4, and he's jumping off the 5th step, and he's climbing
and
up.
And it's got to be scary, because you don't want him to bleed internally.
But you can't put your kid in a bubble.
I understand that.
Now, so, plus they get better as they get older, that they recognize what's going on, and they feel this doesn't feel right, this is a bleed. But early on, you have to go, well, that was a hard hit, we're not going to take any chances, so we're going to be preventative and give you a factor.
Okay. And let me ask you this. Is this, I'm going to get to the real shocker here in a minute, but is this condition what caused you to start this foundation, this Carney's kid?
No, actually, it started before he was born, before his brother was born. We've been at it 9 years now, and we've got our 14th annual party on Friday, carneyskids.org, to get your tickets.
Okay. So here's a guy who has a foundation, and it raises money for other kids, not his own kids. Okay. And then while we're talking, I asked a little bit about hemophilia because I don't know much about it. I thought if you get cut, they can't stop the bleeding.
Most people do.
But it's very serious, and you worry about your kids and getting banged up and internal bleeding and all that. And then he proceeds to tell me that, what's your son's name?
Which one?
Well, the hemophilia.
Bleeder? Yeah. Well, let's see. That one is Liam.
Liam.
That one's
the 4 kids. Come on.
Liam is 4, and he proceeds to tell me, I said, well, do you have to take medicine? I said, he says, yes, and it's a shot. And you said, in his case, it's 3 times a week.
Right.
You administer the shot at home? Or
actually, my wife does it, and I'm the assistant.
Okay.
I'm the male nurse.
Holder downer.
I can be.
Let's get, and again,
and the kid, too.
This really is, I think, extremely interesting right now because of the Affordable Health Care Act. And I'm not political. We're not going to get political here. I don't know who's going to get what or what coverage, but for a moment, let's put that aside. Just go right ahead. Tell them what his medication costs per month.
Well,
per month.
You know, he will not always be taking three shots a week, most
but he
likely.
Has for his four-year life.
Mm-hmm.
For 4 years,
right?
Every month, what does it cost?
About $20,000.
Whoa. Whoa.
$20,000 a month. And now everybody is wondering, this got everybody's attention, how in the world do you pay that and who pays it? You don't have it.
Well, you know, there's some of the insurance, and, you know, I hear stories, too, about families where, and I told you this off the air, there are couples that got divorces just to be eligible for Medicare, so they can get it covered that way.
And if it saved my kid's life, I'd get a divorce. You right. would, too.
You're just looking for an excuse, Frank.
Okay, I am. I am. I may get one, and I don't have a son that has that.
I want to get divorced.
But seriously, you would in a minute. I've always said if we were starving and my kids were starving, I'd steal. I'd go and steal steaks or hamburger, whatever. I'd do what I had to do to keep them alive. And you'd get divorced if you had to get divorced. So my question now is, at $20,000 a month for your son, obviously you don't have that. Obviously it's not covered by insurance.
No,
so
not
you've racked up.
Not entirely. I don't even look at the bills anymore.
You don't. You've racked up, I mean, literally like $1 million worth of these bills. My question is, do they keep supplying you with the medication with all these unpaid bills?
Yeah.
But is it by law they have to do it?
I'm not really sure. I don't have the
so
answer.
So nobody's ever said to you, hey, we got hundreds of thousands of unpaid dollars of unpaid bills here for this Medicare. We're not giving your son this anymore. Nobody's done that.
No.
Hallelujah.
You know, I know maybe it's a PR thing. They don't want that kind of bad press. Part of this is how difficult it is to make this medicine because it is not a blood derivative. It used to be, and that's another story for another show, where thousands and thousands of guys with bleeding disorders in the late 80s and 90s were given these blood derivative medicines that gave them HIV AIDS and died as a result of that. So they have come up with other drugs, and our son's medicine is not a blood byproduct. It is actually made from the ovaries of a mouse.
Wow.
Now, who thought of that? I don't know.
Good thing they did.
But it works.
Now, had he not had this medication, this $20,000 a month medication, would he die?
I keep threatening him.
He cannot have...
No, he can't help himself.
A serious conversation. And you know why he keeps trying to be funny? Because he's never really mastered the art of being funny.
We're so out of syringes, Liam.
He keeps trying.
You know why we don't have any needles? Because you didn't finish your dinner.
But he's doing what I would do. What else are you going to do? You just kind of have to have a sense of humor.
Our coping device, our mechanism.
A coping device, that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. So now the next question is, affordable health care, Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, once it ever, if it ever gets working, will that be covered? Will they pay that $20,000 a month? And you said you're not even sure that will.
No, there's been a lot of lobbying by the community. And you got to keep in mind, too, that there are only 18,000 people in the United States that have hemophilia. That's it.
It sounds like a big number, but it's not a big number.
Holy cow. No, that's
not. It's not a big number at all.
So it's a smaller market for the drug companies to go after. Couple with that, with how much it takes to make such a thing. Couple that with all of the other bills and lobbying going on in Washington for cancer research, for alcoholism, for liver disease. It's kind of down the list.
Yeah, it's always about numbers. The bigger the numbers, the more attention anything gets. And the numbers aren't big enough to warrant the kind of research and attention that, you know, other things get. So with the answer to the Affordable Health Care Act for your son, Liam, is that you don't know, because they make it sound like, once this is in place, you don't have to worry. Everybody's covered. Everything's covered. Blah, blah, blah. You said that's not true. necessarily.
Yeah, when you get into more complicated diseases such as hemophilia or conditions, the drugs get put in categories. I don't know if it's A, B, C, or D, or 1, 2, 3, and 4, or 5, but there's a certain category of those more intricate things like factor for hemophiliacs that fall under that category where an insurance company may opt not to cover a good portion, if not all of that.
And they can still do that,
yeah,
even though it's affordable health.
They can.
Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, he when he told me that Wednesday, and he said $20,000 a month, I thought, because my hearing is really, it is going, it's not good. I thought, well, I misheard that. That's like $20,000 since he's been born, or maybe a month. What's it called? What's the drug called?
Now you put me on the spot.
On some unpronounceable thing.
No, probably. It's not. It's just, there are so many different ones that float in my head that I can't think of what it's called. Like Activate or Advate.
And how often do you go get it, and where do you get it?
It's delivered to the house.
Oh, it is.
You know, plus we have a home health nurse that makes sure we're stocked, and initially would be the one to come over and give him injections. But, you know, now my wife does it, and they say probably within 3 years he'll be doing it himself. He's not
3 years?
He's not really bothered by it. He'll sit there, and he'll even put the tourniquet on himself.
It goes in his arm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a great camp, which is actually one of the beneficiaries of my foundation now, that is a camp just for hemophiliacs that they do in the summer where they go and do, you know, regular camp stuff. It's called, you'll like this, Not a Clot Among Us.
Oh, that's good.
That's the camp. But the kids will, why is it always the same guy that thinks everything is funny?
That's Hebe. He laughs at everything. Yeah.
So, but they get together and do regular camp stuff, but they will also talk about each other's experience and help them learn how to give each other's injections. So it's a really good learning experience. So we've taken on that camp as part of the Kearney's Kids Foundation also.
Well, I don't know what else to say except that you got this thing coming up the 25th.
That's Friday. That is this Friday.
Coming Friday, and just plug away at it.
Did you hear about the World Series tickets?
Yes, you've included a pair.
We just got a pair from a friend of mine right behind the Cardinals dugout.
This is for raffle. Wow. They're going to raffle these.
We're just going to sell $20 or $25 tickets for that, but you do need to be present because we want to get you into the party.
Right. Tell them where the party is. Tell them what's at the party because you know what?
Johnny Londoff.
He's going to be there?
He's the honorary chair.
Well, right there's a reason to go.
Sure.
There you go.
Of course, I got to warn you. You'll all go out when it's over, and if your car's not a Chevy, it won't start. I'm telling you. He hires a guy to disconnect
stuff.
He's got
a special.
No Fords, yeah. Chryslers, they're not going to start. So borrow, rent, buy a Chevy if you're going to go. I'm kidding, of course.
Claire Kellett of Channel 4 is also the honorary
Never
chair.
Never heard of her. Never heard of
she
her.
She worked here for a while?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spurger advances, Stitchy. Okay.
You got three comedians. You have food like I've never heard. You know, I heard you mention Crushed Velvet. I went to Crushed Velvet one day.
Crushed Red?
Crushed Red. Crushed Red because a friend of mine and his son own that. And he said, why don't you just come and see what you think? Unbelievable. It was fantastic. Who else?
Sydney Street Cafe. Pappy's, Maggiano's, LaRusso's, Mike Shannon's Grill, Jack's Cafe, Lumiere Place. Put me on the spot.
Where is this, Doug?
Crown Plaza in Clayton. We've been there for 7 years. And
this Friday night.
The comedian whose headline, Ron Ramey, who's done the last 4 years, just died this past year. So it will be a tribute to him. And all these comics have worked with Ron and we're friends of Ron. And it'll be. I got my costume. And I will not be a lady this year.
I heard you're a mime.
Well, not just a mime. I'm going to have Gene Simmons face
French kiss.
Pain.
See, I listen.
French kiss.
I listen. French kiss. Gene Simmons face, and he's a mime. He's a French kiss.
Do I need to have that written on the back, do you think, or are people going to get it?
Nobody will get it.
Nobody
no, they won't get it. They won't get it.
Should I just put it on the back? Because I don't want to. Because I dressed.
You need a sign that says, I'm a French kid. Yeah, you have to do that. Because people won't, they're not going to get it.
Because I was Amy Winehouse one year and everybody thought I was Slash from Guns N' Roses.
I don't know what says at all.
I'm dressed.
Here's what I think is interesting. And if anybody who's been listening heard about his son and thinks, oh, this is a fundraiser, this is not a fundraiser for his son. He's not asking for money for his own son. He's asking money for things for other kids, which I think is admirable. And you know, if that's the reason you want to go to this thing Friday night because you like The fact that here's a guy who knows a little bit about what it's like to have a child that has that's a little bit different, and good. That's good. That's a good enough reason. That's a good reason to go.
Oh, they're all different.
Yeah, and if you hadn't thought about going before, maybe now you will. And what is this called? $75
Right? $75 open bar, and a huge auction.
See how much attention I pay. I actually listen. I was in the car and I heard all of this, the French kiss thing, that mime,
and still walks around all day with his fly down. It's amazing.
Well, that's an age thing. Good luck with your son, and I just hope that for whatever the reason is, they don't slam the door shut and go, hey, got $1 million here in unpaid medication. I'm not going to do this anymore. Hopefully they'll just continue to ignore that and let it pile up and figure out how to deal with it down the road somewhere. That's what we hope.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Thanks for coming in. And thanks for not trying to be that funny. You tried a couple of times. It didn't work. I'll just tell you, as a friend, it didn't work. You weren't that funny. And I'm talking about the show before.
Right.
Are you talking to me?
I understand. No. You have how many kids, real quickly? You have Liam, and then you have like 8 kids or something.
I have 4. John James is 5. Jordan is 15. And Jade is a freshman at the University of Rochester.
Are they all adopted?
Just the girls.
Oh, you have
the 18 and the 15. The younger ones are bios.
So you're not impotent like everybody, because everybody's been always said that you can't have a sexual relationship.
I lose interest sometimes.
Yeah. We thought he didn't want to put his genes on somebody else, but that wasn't true also.
What the? No, in a moment of cruelty, he decided to put his genes in somebody else.
I'm going
to
make two more people like me. Yeah, big shout out to Southern Comfort, too. Thanks for your help.
All right, thank you for coming in.
All right, carneyskids.org to get those tickets immediately.
Carneyskids.org.
Thanks, kids.
You can still get in. There you go. John, we're going to take a break. I'll do a bit of business, then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back. If you stick around for a minute, you'll learn how to sell something.
Okay, I'll listen. Let me get a pen.
Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are financial advisors, and they work with people who have $25,000 or more. If this guy didn't have all this medication, he could be stacking up some money. And if you have $25,000 or more, especially those of you who have rollover money, like 401k, you work for a place, you don't work there anymore, you need to reinvest that money or you lose a chunk of it. There's a penalty for that. And I don't know what the length of that time frame is. Maybe it's different with different plans, but they do. And they know a lot of other stuff, too. And they know stuff you and I don't know. And maybe you have a financial advisor. So what? Get a second opinion from a couple of people who are well-respected in the industry. And there was Stiefel Nicholas. They've done this for a long, long time. And again, $25,000 or more. And maybe the more is $2 million or $3 million. They have those people, too. But they'd be more than happy to work just as hard for you if you just have the minimum $25,000. It starts with you. You have to call them. You make an appointment. And the meeting costs you nothing. See what you think about the way these guys think. MarkandJason.com.
See how traffic's moving right now and check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. Well, things look pretty good around the highways right now. On eastbound 64 near 159, it looks like you've got a left lane down, and that's supposed to open up here in just a little bit. But everything else right now is running pretty well. Southbound 270, no delays there. Westbound 40, I see just a little off the pace traffic between 270 and Mason. And on westbound 70, still a pretty good run from the Blanchette Bridge all the way out through Wentzville. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event is here, where you'll find huge savings like Hot Pockets 12-packs on rollback for just $9.98. Come see the thousands of rollbacks throughout the store right now at Walmart. Ends October 31st while supplies last. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Talking baseball.
2-2 to Molina, and a swing and a base hit into left center field. Beltran around third will come in to score. Molina breaks through with an RBI single. 2-0 St. Louis. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul tip held by Molina, and it is over. As the Cardinals blow out the Dodgers tonight 9-0 and take the series in 6 games to advance to the World Series.
Cardinal baseball.
Congratulations to the National League champion St. Louis Cardinals from the Big 550 KTRS. Let's go all the way.
Are you looking for a great place to hang out with friends, a great place to watch the game of the week, a great place to play video poker, and a great place for great food? I'm talking about the only place in town that has all of those things, plus more. It's Fast Eddie's in Alton. That's right, great food, great beer, coldest beer in town. Now, Fast Eddie's has the video poker. Plus, with that outdoor patio, it's fantastic. When the weather turns a little cool, you can put a sweater on, and they have outside heaters, so you can still enjoy the live music on the weekend, and you can enjoy all the conversation during the week. Fast Eddie's, take 270 North to 367 North, cross over the Clark Bridge, hang a right, and then go left of the light, right on Broadway, two blocks down, Fast Eddie's, Bon Air in Alton. Coldest beer in town, great food, big Elwood on a stick, and don't forget about the new video poker games, plus the outdoor patio. It's Fast Eddie's in Alton. We'll see you there this fall at Fast Eddie's.
If money is tight, you don't sleep through the night because your car or truck isn't running right, you need a well-respected, qualified service facility for your vehicle at affordable prices. So contact Long's Auto Center in Eureka. I'm Randy Long, and we've been in the service business since 1956 with certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics and equipment, plus expert diesel repair for light and medium-duty trucks. Our technicians will treat your vehicle as if it were their own. Our estimates for repairs or maintenance will be what you'd expect. No surprises. And we honor all competitors' coupons for general maintenance. In addition, we offer the convenience of daily or weekly rental cars starting at an unbelievable $16.95 per day with no mileage surcharge. For a quick service quote, make an appointment, or to reserve a rental car or minivan, simply click on longsautocenter.com. Located on I-44 in Eureka, just around the corner from everywhere. Long on quality, long on value, long on service. longsautocenter.com. You can rest easy. You've called the best.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West Fort Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news. The housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Land.
Be our guest for Broadway's Most Enchanted musical. Networks proudly presents Disney's Beauty and the Beast, live on stage, featuring all of the adventure, the spectacular effects, and the classic Disney songs you've come to love.
The Fabulous Fox, November 1st through 3rd in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series, sponsored by American Airlines. Get your tickets today at MetroTix.com.
Are you embarrassed about your smile?
Let Dentures and Dental Services of Arnold give you your smile back in as little as one day.
Call their caring staff at 636-287-9331. Replacement dentures start at just $3.95 per set.
Simple extractions are just $39 per tooth with the purchase of immediate dentures.
Providers are general dentists and not specialists.
Dentures and Dental Services, Thomas John Kennedy of Missouri. DDS, LLC, and Associates.
Your new smile is a day away.
Call 636-287-9331.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Well, thank John Carney for coming in. It was a selfish thing because now I only have to work a little over 2 hours.
Yeah.
Having him in sort of took care of the program before.
Welcome, Frank.
I want to congratulate Dan Strauss while I was away. My daughter called and says, wow, how about Dan on Channel 5? And I said, what are you talking about? She said, don't you look at your Facebook page? I said, no, and I don't. She said, you got to go there. That's on there. Dan's on TV. So I went and I looked at it. By the way, good job, Dan. Dan, good job. Thanks.
Dion was in here for the interview.
When they brought the crew in.
Yeah.
Here's what I think is interesting. I don't mention Channel 5. I don't talk about Channel 5. I've said many times that I watch Channel 4. And so today, I'm proclaiming that my new alternate news station is Channel 5, KSDK. And here's why. Channel 5 bothered to include us and Dan, particularly Dan, in a segment about superstition and baseball and playoff games and World Series games. And no other station did that. Not even the station that we plug 40 times a day here, that is part of this station, that we are the promotional arm for that TV station. They're actually connected to us. They didn't do it. They didn't include us. But Channel 5 did. So to KSDK, Channel 5, I say thank you for including Dan. It was a great little segment. And so that's my new alternate news station now, is KSDK Channel 5. Do we have a Burke segment today?
I don't.
I did, and I can't remember what it was.
Every time you say this.
No,
you might as well just say you don't.
You might have amnesia.
I was going to write it down.
But you say every time I was going to write it down. You say that.
I know.
You need help. You need to seek professional help.
I know it. I know. I'm surprised
when the Channel 5 people came in, they said, okay, and Dan, tell us your story. And I'm surprised you didn't go, I forgot to write it down.
I forgot it.
I need to write it down.
It was something about a shirt, a lucky shirt, but I forgot to write it down.
Yeah, I forgot the shirt.
Oh, man.
I remember the shirt.
I brought the shirt
in. Thank goodness. Yeah.
I did get a phone call.
Now, are you going to wear the shirt Wednesday?
Yes.
Yeah, I also want to thank, who's the baseball commissioner?
Bud Selig.
Yeah, Selig. That's right. I should know because I spoke with him.
Really?
Yeah, and I had a momentary lapse there, but I called him, and I said, Bud, Frank Opinion. He goes, who? I said, Frank Opinion, KTRS St. Louis. He said, what station? He didn't never hear.
Oh, well, sure.
I said, Bud, can I call you, Bud? And he said, no. So I said, okay, Mr. Selig, would you do me a favor? I said, DeWitt. He said, Bill? I said, yes. I said,
I call him DeWitt, but...
Selig said, I call him Mr. DeWitt. I said, several days ago, I called and asked if he'd push a couple of the games back so it wouldn't interfere with our show. And I said, would you please make sure the first game of the World Series is on after 6 o'clock? He said, consider it done. And look here, 7:07.
Yeah.
Done deal.
I know what it was I was going to talk about. I'm working on trying to get some World Series
now
tickets.
Here's Dan with his part of the Burke segment.
I'm working on trying to get some World Series
tickets. What's a counterfeit
of them? I actually buy them every year that I've gone to the World Series. I buy World Series tickets, either somehow through the Cardinals or somehow through someone else that I'll get World Series tickets. So I am working on getting World Series tickets for maybe Game 4. I don't know about Game 5. Game 5, I just found out the Rams are playing Monday Night Football against Seattle, and that's downtown.
Nobody will be there.
And Game 5.
It's over. That's over.
And Game 5 of the World Series is downtown Monday night. That's going to be crazy. And Game 5 potentially could be a clinching game for the World Series. So,
which actually would be the best way for it to happen, the fifth game. Let them win one. Let them get a taste, just a taste, and then wrap it up here before we have to go back there.
That's what happened in 2006. They started in Detroit, the first two games in Detroit. The Cardinals won the first game, lost the second game, came back here, and won it in five games.
So the reason you mentioned you're looking for tickets that you hope somebody listening will call and go, hey, here, ask it, like they're going to give you a couple of tickets?
No,
it's not
going to
happen.
No, I know it's not going to happen. But I did go on to find prices, and I bought tickets in 2011, and they were like $75-$80, I think.
Wow.
This year, the cheapest ticket is $155.
Well, to me, that still sounds cheap to me for a World Series game. Yes.
Oh, no, they've jumped
compared
up
to what everything
well,
else
Well, I mean,
goes.
Compared to, I think bleacher tickets are, what, $20, $25 maybe during the season?
Yeah. Now they're $155.
It's a pretty big markup.
It's a pretty big jump.
Well, good luck. I hope you get those tickets. Yeah. And I know that if you don't, we know you, you'll counterfeit them.
Yeah.
You'll make an armband or something, sneak in, and you'll be fine.
I have to try and figure something out because I've gone to at least one World Series game when the Cardinals have been in the World Series since 1968. 1968, my mom took
me. You can't break that streak.
No, I.
You have to get in.
Yeah, I have to
get
in.
You have no choice. All right. Yeah. Push comes to shove, we will go on the air and we'll beg. And you will say that you will pay any price.
Yes.
No matter what. $5,000. Dan will be happy to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
He's balking at the 155. He wants lower than that.
I'm going to take one call, then I have to do some business, and then we're going to have Jose Hernandez. I'm going to take a bunch of calls later. I'm going to take Fred's call. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. You said something a little bit ago when you were talking to someone on your show about their adopted children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always kind of bothered me that it's like people that refer to their... my mother died and I had a stepmother, but I never referred to her as my stepmother. Unless I had to explain to someone that your mom died, then I would explain it. But I never refer to someone as adopted.
Well, the reason I ask him is I knew he had two children he adopted from China, and I wondered if all his children were adopted. Because I didn't know he had. I knew he had four, but I knew two were from China, and I was curious if he had adopted all four. What's wrong with that?
What's
wrong with asking someone, are all your children adopted? What's wrong with that?
I guess I just don't think it's my personal thing is I don't think it's, they're my children. They're not adopted. They're my children.
I never doubted they're his children. It's obviously he's crazy about his kids and they're his kids. I was wondering if he, because if he had said they're all adopted, I would have said, now did you get the other two from China? I'm curious. I'm interested as to how people adopt and where they adopt. If you're going to try to make something out of this when he didn't, it didn't bother him. Because trust me, he would have told me.
Well, and
didn't
he
bother
probably
him.
Would have. And all I'm saying is that I think some people, it shouldn't make a difference.
I don't think it does make a difference. In fact, I think an adopted child should probably feel, in many cases, more wanted than a biological child that they didn't really want and was an accident.
Oh, I won't argue that point. I think the child does. I think they're thrilled to death that somebody wanted me.
So what is your point? What are you trying to tell me I should have done?
To me, just the point of referring to them as adopted. Somebody did want them, but they're my children.
Well, he has, the air, he has referred to them as adopted.
It was
so
a pretty big story.
Should he not have done that? They're his kids.
I guess that's his right, but I would never, do that. These are my kids.
Well, I would do it, and I think you're making a big deal out of something between me and John Carney that did not bother him at all, and I don't think bothered many people. There's nothing about what I said that in any way lessened the amount of love that somebody has for a child adopted or otherwise.
I didn't say that at all.
Then
I
ask you again, then I ask you again, what is your problem with what I said? That I asked him?
Just the fact that you refer to him as adopted when they are his children.
So when he refers to them as adopted, that's wrong too then.
I have a question for Fred.
Why would you do that? I mean, see, I would never do that.
You're saying what you would do if you were John Carney, you wouldn't do it either.
Right.
Well, now you're telling him what he should have said.
I would never do that.
My goodness, it was a big story when he adopted those children from China. It was a big story in town. You couldn't tell it without saying they were adopted. Dan, what's your question for Fred? Then we'll let Fred go.
My question for Fred is, are you adopted or did you adopt children?
I have.
Okay.
And I have never, ever referred to them as that.
Well, that's your choice. That is your choice. That's your choice. But if somebody asked you, have you ever adopted children? What would you say? Would you say that's none of your business, or what would you say?
I'd just say that's between me and my children.
Okay, you have every right to do that. Obviously, for whatever reason, you're very sensitive to this. Not everybody is. But for you to get on me because I just asked...
Well, I'm not getting on you. I'm not really getting on you.
Then I'm missing the point.
I'm just asking, why is it that so many people have to... it's like, well...
He's had issues with this before, and this brought it up.
They always say, these are my step...
Well, he hung up. We didn't hang up.
No.
That wasn't us. That wasn't ours.
Apparently, he's had issues before, and this...
We've heard from this guy before.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I don't...
I think we have. I think I got an email one time because I said something about... I don't know. You know what? It's really not... worth getting upset about. John Carney.
I mean, it was
exactly
a huge story.
I bring this guy in to tell what I thought was a terrific story about what he's going through with his son and what he does with his foundation. And this guy wants to take me to task because I said, "Are the other kids adopted?" I think I get people. And then he realized, you know, you really don't, and you never will.
Marianne has an adopted child.
Oh, let me talk to Marianne, and then we'll get to business. Hello, Marianne.
Hey, Frank, I won't take up much of your time. I have an adopted daughter.
Oh, you can't. Don't do that. You're making Fred mad. Don't do that.
Oh, well, you know, Fred can just... I don't care because Fred's an idiot. I don't ever introduce her as my adopted daughter. She's simply my daughter.
Of course
not. If someone asks me if she's adopted, sure, who cares? That comment that he made about, I'm sure they're thrilled that somebody wants them, that is such bullshit. I don't believe that he has adopted children because they don't think that way. My daughter still has issues. And we got her as an infant.
Yeah.
She still sometimes has issues with why she was given away.
Of course she does.
That's such bullshit that he said it.
You have to cut the second time.
Can I say that on the radio?
No, we had to cut the second one out. We missed the first one, but we cut the second one out.
He obviously does not know.
No, here, look, nobody, no parent, when they meet somebody, goes, and this is my adopted child. They don't do that.
Of course not. He's an idiot.
But if people are curious, and a lot of people are, I'm curious about adoption. I will tell you right now, if I hadn't had kids, first of all, I wish I'd had five kids, not three. Okay. But if we couldn't have had, in a minute, I would have adopted a couple of kids.
Well, we adopted my daughter. We didn't know the birth parents or anything like that. She looks just like my husband and me, and that's just a coincidence. No one knows. No one would assume she's adopted. Everyone knows, and it's not a big deal.
Okay, Marianne, thank you for the call. And
thanks, Frank.
Thanks for saying that BS thing. I actually enjoyed it. I did.
Women cursing sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of fun. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. And folks, trust me, we will get your calls. We have to get Jose in. And after Jose's segment... boom, floodgates can open. Would love to hear from you. American Equity Mortgage for 21 years has been part of the show, 52 weeks a year, and that thrills me to death. I wish all advertisers would understand the value in staying the course and consistency and almost 1,000 points of light. But that was Bush Sr. American Equity Mortgage is a very successful mortgage company, and I know there are lots of mortgage companies, and they're not all bad. Some of them are very good, but here's the deal. You're AM and the PM, but they're AM and the PM. Come on. If you need a mortgage company and you're really AM and the PM, now more than ever, we need the loyalty of advertisers to the show and the loyalty of listeners to our advertisers. And thanks to all of you over the years who have given them your business, gone to them for your mortgage or your debt consolidation loan or your home equity loan. American Equity Mortgage, they know what they're doing. They work fast. Perfect or less than perfect credit. They're probably the first people you heard say that. It's true. You need to borrow some money, you talk to these folks. They'll keep you from doing it a dumb way, like credit card. Using a credit card as a way to borrow them. That's not the way to do it. Don't do that. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, again, traffic not too bad. We do have a little bit slower traffic on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland, 270 through Mason, but still looks pretty good to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, starting to get heavier between 370 and Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Eastbound 270 running well. Southbound 270 just a little bit slow as you approach Manchester, and stays that way pretty much down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event is here, where you'll find current K40 Elite Brewers on rollback for just $98. That's $11 off. Come see the thousands of rollbacks throughout the store right now at Walmart. Ends October 31st while supplies last. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Talking baseball.
2-2 to Molina, and a swing and a base hit into left center field. Beltran around third will come in to score. Molina breaks through with an RBI single. 2-0 St. Louis. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul tip held by Molina, and it is over as the Cardinals blow out the Dodgers tonight 9-0 and take the series in six games to advance to the World Series.
Cardinal baseball.
Congratulations to the National League champion St. Louis Cardinals from the Big 550 KTRS. Let's go all the way.
Dun, 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 dun. Dad, what are you doing in my cape?
I'm not Dad. I'm Safety Man.
Any parent can be a safety hero. It just takes a few simple steps. Start by replacing older smoke alarms with Kidde worry-free alarms. The 10-year sealed-in lithium battery means these alarms are always on. No low battery chirps and no battery replacement for 10 years. And Kidde makes it simple to choose the right alarm for the right location. Help make fire safety worry-free and give back the cape. Kidde worry-free alarms, available at the Home Depot.
Well, thank Fred for calling. Fred, thank you. You rallied the troops. Sometimes you wonder where all your listeners are and your supporters and the people who agree with you. And then Fred brings them out. So thank you for that. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, in the last, I think they've been on the show for 12 years, a long time. And of course, in that time, we've never used another body shop. Now, prior to that, I did, because I didn't know Schaefer existed. In all honesty, I started using them once they came on the air, but I didn't take them on the air till I checked them out with the body shop that I currently was using at the time, which was a terrific body shop. And when they said, we're as good as it gets and Schaefer is as good as we are, that's all I needed to know. And it's all turned out to be true. If you are in an accident, you're going to need a body shop and you're going to have to decide where to take it. The insurance company will probably suggest Schaefer as one of their two top choices. If they don't, for whatever reason, then you do it. You say, Schaefer, this is where this vehicle is going to go. And then you're going to want to email me the same kind of email that I get from people all the time that go to Schaefer. Wow, what tremendous service. Wow, what great body work. What terrific people. They kept us informed. They told us all every step of the way. Our car was ready on time. It was cleaner than blah, 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 blah. That's Schaefer. Seven locations, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, SchaeferAutobody.com, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Don't go away. Jose Hernandez is coming in because it's Monday, 4 o'clock at the Big 5.
From ABC News.